Awesome. Here we are back at it live over the internet through BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us. And I welcome all of you folks listening in online. Today it is July the 22nd, 2020, Wednesday evening, meaning questions and answers with the Elohim. You can submit a question per email to win, and the dedicated email address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com.
Intelligent does not have an S on it.
Questions, yeah?
Doesn't intelligent. It?
Questions
no, no, intelligent.
Intelligent with a T.
With no S.
Correct. All right. In the meantime, we had several more people join in. Welcome to you all, folks. If you want to, feel free to say a name and location.
John from Washington.
I hear John and Phyllis. Welcome to you both.
Hey, John. Hey, Phyllis. Say hi.
Yes.
And I hear Mary Aline. Welcome,
John.
Mary Aline.
Hello.
And Mary Aline. And her doctor.
Hi,
I hear Raiden. Welcome, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
And
hi,
Jennifer. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
You also missed John.
Hi, Jennifer.
I got John.
Hi, John.
I got you simultaneous with Phyllis, John.
Hello, everyone.
John and John and Juan.
I
heard
it.
Juan.
Juan.
No Juan.
No Juan. Juan.
All right.
Hi again, John. How was your selection?
Breaking up, Antonio.
Said, hi, John, that was your selective hearing.
Oh. I heard
Phyllis.
You. Yes. Yes.
But are you cleaning?
You're right. Something that I don't need to clean. No, I was.
I thought it was a jar of jelly that you were cleaning out, but not sure.
Oh, my God.
That's what it sounds like.
Good.
A knife and a jelly
butter.
Jar.
Yeah. You are right on. You should be on a quiz show.
Right. What's that sound?
Yeah.
All right.
Like a song from Simon and Garfunkel.
The Science of Silence.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Wanda.
Hey, Wanda.
Hi,
Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Good evening,
everyone.
I
didn't even hear you come in. You sneaked in there, kiddo. You must have been being too boisterous.
I came in with everybody else, but I thought I'd keep
it. Oh, did you?
Shut.
Oh, okay.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Feel free to say a name and location.
Hi, it's Bonnie in California.
Hi, Bonnie. Welcome.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi,
Bonnie.
Hi, Wanda.
And the next caller, welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
Dave from Mercer, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Dave. Good
Hello.
Evening. Welcome.
Hello, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Dave, have you been with us before?
For 6 or 7 years. I usually don't call in, but I couldn't get the internet to work.
All right, all right.
Farringham from Mercer City, Pennsylvania.
All right. Good to hear your voice. Thank you for being here.
That's not far from me. I'm in Greensburg, and Dawn's in someplace in Ohio there.
Northern.
That is correct.
Northern. He always says northern. He doesn't want us to know where he lives.
Another line came in. Welcome. Please say name and location.
Hi, this is Jill and Jerry and Camille tonight.
Jill, Jerry, and Camille, welcome to you all.
Hello.
Yay. Hi, welcome.
Hi, Camille.
Hi, Camille.
Hello,
Camille.
Hi, Camille. It's your grandpa.
Oh, all right. I'll tell her. I'll tell you to hi, Dad. She just ran out to the car to get something. She'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay.
Aww.
Well, hi to you then.
We'll say hello again. All right.
Am I an uncle?
Yeah, several times. I've got 8 kids and 27 grandkids and 43 great grandchildren.
Oh my goodness!
Wow!
There's a lot of presents you have to take care of, Antonio.
Your own country.
How do you even keep the name straight? My heavens!
I have a spreadsheet.
Right.
I literally do.
Another person joined in. Welcome. If you want to, feel free to say name and location. We welcome you. And I welcome all those people that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Welcome to you. We're still waiting for Wynn to get his tie straight.
Yeah, right.
So, Kiso, you don't have a family tree. You've got a family forest going on there.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that nice. Is so wonderful. Beautiful family. Wow.
And they're all wonderful kids.
All right. That's so great to be proud of them, you know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Did any of you hear or talk to CJ this week?
Say it again, Wanda.
Did any of you guys correspond or talk with CJ this week?
I have not, no.
I haven't either.
No.
Have you?
No, but she's been on my mind, and it's been bothering me all week.
You know, it's been bothering me, too. I know. I keep thinking about it. Maybe I'll email her.
Was I the one that was wrong all the time, or what?
No, something was bothering her. That was not Kija.
Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Mary Eileen again.
Welcome back,
hey,
Mary Eileen again.
Hey, Mary Eileen again.
Mary Eileen again.
When the show started, I couldn't get my headphones to connect to BBS radio to listen. So I called in, and it's like the second time I've ever spoken in 6 years or whatever.
Wow.
This is my first time listener. No, 6 years ago, a whole bunch of people recognized my name, so that was kind of cool.
Is that David? Is that David Ferringer hogging the line?
Hi,
David, stop hogging the line.
Camille's here now, Dad.
Hi, Camille.
Hi, Camille.
Hi, Camille. Welcome.
Hi, Camille.
Hi, Camille.
Welcome to the call, everybody.
I think I see Terry here, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Terry's here.
Terry.
And someone else joined in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Dawn in Cottonwood.
Arizona. Welcome, Dawn.
Hello.
Hi, Dawn. Hello, everybody.
All right.
We're gonna mute everybody and start. Here we go.
All right. Are you doing it?
I have a question.
Muted. The recording has started.
This is July 22nd, 2020. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And this is our call where we have questions with the Elohim. And let's see. I think we're going to get right into it, assuming Terry's not ready. Tell me you're not ready, Terry.
Yeah, I'm not ready. I bet I showed up.
Good. Good. Well, that's 90% is showing up.
Right.
Right?
50% is getting myself out of the way.
And what's the rest of the percentage?
Well, we're already at 140%, so
Okay, I just wanted to see if you're paying attention. Okay. All right.
Terry, you're kind of breathing in your microphone. Maybe move it away a little bit.
Oh. Is that better?
Time will tell.
Okay.
It looks good, yes, so far.
Thank you. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls.
Just a minute. Somebody's here at the door. Knocking. Hold on. Just a minute.
Sorry. It's hard when we have an interruption. She has to stop and...
Yeah, because they keep knocking. Let's see what it is.
Is it Ronald?
Hello? Oh, hi. Hi. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. This is amazing. All right.
Oh, I know who it is. It's... All right. Let's move on. Okay.
All right. I'm coming back
we ask for the
to...
Let me get in position.
Yeah. All right.
And we create a group energy connection. And we invite our sources to be part of this. We ask for the presence of the Christ energy, grace, and just general love of light. And of course, for Ra'an, who will be answering our questions through Terry. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of one infinite creator. We take a look and it's like God is also our God. And we are assisting God. We are God's assistants. And we are in a higher density. We are the Elohim and an aspect of the Elohim, in fact. And we merge also where necessary with the Ra group to be able to provide a wider channel that you could more easily tune into. If we ever say anything that doesn't make total sense to you, disregard it, as it does not apply to you at that time. You are the creator of your life and the one that is in charge. We come directly to you. We don't come to the telephone line. Do you have questions?
Yes. First of all, let me just tell Mary Eileen, who sent a question in, to please email me the city. I can't remember what city you're in. It's probably in that same city, but please email it to me.
We did a reading for Mary Eileen, and so we know our soul signature, so it would be all right.
Okay. All right. Mary Eileen, never mind. Okay? I'll just ask your question without the city. Second?
Oh, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Oh, we got it. All right. So, Mary Eileen has kind of a request. She saw a man collapsed on the ground while she was driving yesterday. His eyes were wide open and staring. So I pulled into the nearest parking lot and called 911. I heard the ambulance pull up while I was still on the phone, and I'm ashamed to say I didn't walk back to see what happened. It felt like that was the right thing to do at the time, but now I feel terrible. I'm asking for blessings for this man, for the highest good, and love light from the Elohim for his soul's past, if he is indeed passed away.
Yes. There is nothing more you could have done for this man. You have caused him to be spotted and picked up. They're working to find his family. It was time. We then take a moment and we zero in on the man. He is very sick. He is appreciating the contact, the energy of the contact with us. He is latching on to that. Thank you, Mary Eileen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Elohim.
Quick one from Raiden. Were spiders brought here to be guards originally?
Spiders were originally developed on another planet to be guards. And then they were guards and they were cared for. However, then they were not, their usefulness as guards passed with the generations going by, and they were able to be guards anymore, and they began to grow wild. However, that form, the spider form with all the legs and things, as you know, in the sea you have starfish and you have other octopus and other forms, yet he bore than one leg. So it is a form that has developed in other places, in other times, in alien planets, and has been a successful form based on its multi-legs and multi-ability to spin webs. And it has developed some very interesting beings that occupy the spider form of the body. It has developed different variations, different species, different planets. The job as a guard was only one episode of the life of the spider, of a type of spider, as it has been a body form that is developed in other areas more naturally. as it is stable with all the legs, and beings have occupied the body for millions of years, even a billion years. Thank you.
Thank you. This is a question from Jim Blahut, okay?
Yes, and, Jim. Yes.
And he's kind of divided into three sections, and I'm going to try to just narrow it down because he wrote quite a bit. And I'm sure you remember Philomena.
Yes.
I believe it was his niece, I believe.
Yes. Yes.
Who was living in Philadelphia with her parents.
Yes. Yes.
And had a kind of a rarish form of brain cancer, which
yes.
was called diffuse intrinsic potent glioma DIPG, okay, which affects younger children. And apparently it's usually fatal and without any effective treatment to prolong the life. And in a previous question concerning the cause of this condition, it was suggested that there was an environmental component that might contribute to it. So Jim wanted to get more clarity on that idea that it was in fact an environmental component, and could it have been?
It was not caused by an environment. It was not caused by the environmental. The environmental aggravated it, and part of the environmental was the diet of Philomena, where sugar was and cakes and were used for celebrations, and there wasn't a strict elimination of sugar from the diet, which caused the cancer to grow more rapidly. However, that was not the cause of it. It was an aggravating circumstance.
I think the basis for Jim's question is there was another child recently born. He's going to grow up in that house. And he wonders if she's going to be in danger because it's the same house.
We scanned the house for EMF problems. There is a genetic component. But we scanned to future track. And we see that other children in the house have not had that, and that we scan ahead. It's like we see that the first we don't see a problem in the first few years. We after the child begins school, we do not have a clear picture as school environment and diet and other things in places another aspect on it, but we do not have the full picture after the child enters school.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Jerry Allers in Rochester, Minnesota, was a friend of Jill.
What is his name? Jerry?
Jerry Allers.
Jerry?
He comes on the line. He comes on the line with Jill, who is Cecil's daughter in Rochester, Minnesota. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
Three of my family members all died in August, a week apart, but in different years. My brother and mother died a year apart from each other, both in August, and both liver disease. My sister died 10 months after my mother, also of liver disease. Basically, I lost three family members within 3 years. Is there a reason why they all died in August? My birthday is also in August. It's hard to celebrate my birthday now when I'm remembering so many family members passing away in this month. Is this just coincidental? And can you make contact?
It is one of the remembrances. August, the month of August, with the temperature and in the position of the sun and the heat, the ways that the plants have developed over the season. It's all reminders that come back to the time when your relatives have died in August. So it is normal that you would feel more memory of this in August. And the emotions of the time would also come back more in August. That is natural. Also, what ages were they, did they die at? There may be something in the diet of your family that has precipitated the growth of the toxicities that are stored in the liver and a liver cleanse to keep the liver clean would be a preventative measure. A strong liver gives you a strong body and strong eyesight. And it would pay for you to make sure to keep your liver healthy. Based on the fact that your relatives had a weak liver and were developing liver disease, there is an environmental component that checks your water to make sure that your water does not have contaminants. Do not take fluoride in your toothpaste. In your dental work, in your dental care, when you're reading in the phone.
Excuse me.
Okay. Keep alert toward keeping yourself healthy. Keep your digestion good so that you don't have buildup of waste in your colon, as all of these can overtax the liver as it attempts to store or to get rid of toxins in the system. And if you can keep your liver free of toxins, then it will help your liver be on duty to clear any toxins that are coming in. But pay particular attention to the toxins in the water, in the air, in your environment.
Thank you. He asks now, and you might just look on the internet for good diets for the liver or supplements for the liver. You didn't
detox for liver detoxes.
Yes. His mother's name is Franny, his brother's name is Kenny, and his sister is Kathy. And he wants to know if you can tell me how they are doing on the other side.
Your mother and your sister are close. And what is the brother's name?
Kenny.
He is more independent and is more striking out on his own unique path. He's an interesting guy. He is able to be interested in, gets interested in something, and that can lead him forward into a new development. He did that will lead into another life for him. Your mother and sister have not determined a path yet, but are close. Thank you.
And the final question is, do they have any words of wisdom for him? Now, he says about my own health, but probably we can add, do they have any words of wisdom about anything regarding him, if you're able to pick that up?
We do not wish to disturb their attention detail in right now. Basically, there is the connection from the lifetime, and from your mother, there is the desire for you to have a good life and to be successful and well, we could go into more, but we do not wish to bring forth her own we don't wish to revert her attention to this, because we can just jerk her out of the things that she is attending to now and jerk her into the past. We do not wish to do that. If we kept it in the past, you know, we could say she really has concern for you and your future, and your future companions, and that you have a good family life, and she wishes all that for you.
Thank you. Okay, now we have David Ferringer in Mercer, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And in the early 80s, I went all night fishing with my buddy Randy at Big Bend River. We heard
Big Bend River.
Big Bend River. I assume it's in Pennsylvania, somewhere near him. We heard heavy footsteps approaching from downstream. It broke branches as it walked. An odd smell was in the air. It stopped behind us in the pitch dark. Later, it did a very good impression of an owl. In hindsight, I think we were observed by a Bigfoot. Okay. So, questions
are... It
has all
the qualifications of being a Bigfoot. Very good night vision.
So he's asking, was it a Bigfoot? And that's your answer, okay?
With hell, yes.
Two, did he enjoy the fish I tossed in his direction, if you can see that?
Yes. Yes.
And three,
it made him feel friendly to you.
And how and when? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
How and when and where can I meet a Bigfoot?
Well, it is unlikely that you can meet a Bigfoot. They are not wishing to meet people. They are wishing to keep within their own sphere.
Mm-hmm.
They will not meet you if you can help it, if they can help it.
Okay. Well, that's it for his questions, okay? And John Suboransky asks the question, what can I do to reduce my ego? What actions can I take to become meeker and humbler? Do I just observe my behavior? Are there other things I can do?
Yes, definitely observing your behavior is one thing. However, you have areas of ego that you don't know that you have, and so it's hard to correct something. Or when you are trying, but you don't realize it's an area of ego. One thing is to broaden your look. Like when you have an area that you are dogged and determined that it is that way and no other way, take a good look at that. Maybe you are closing a doorway that could be you could step through, and it could expand your whole horizons and give you a whole new look.
Thank you. Next question is from Don Herman in Ohio.
Yes, Don.
And he asks, are any of the ways the sources are able to create miracles usable to to humans on Earth.
They all are. Yes. When you have the ability, and we look at it as taking the time and the space to be able to expand your horizons. For instance, if you catch yourself thinking, "Oh, it's you know, I would like to do this, but there's no way I could do it," or it's like it's a limiting thought and maybe closing doorways to you. So to be able to expand your own viewpoint, could you start and read the question in person again?
Yes. Are any of the ways the sources...
And this is whose question?
Don Herman.
Don Herman. Yes. Okay, continue.
Are any of the ways the sources are able to create miracles usable to humans on Earth?
One of the ways we create miracles is to take a look at all of the hologramic images, be it make up a final result. So if you are looking at something in the physical universe that you would like a different result or to change it, then focus, open your wide lens to look at it in more detail, expansively, and to see whether the aspects of it, be it if they change, that the final outcome that you want to change would change. For instance, if you had a person you would like to see cured of something, then take a look at them and take a look at it. For instance, the areas of the body, there's nutrition, there's exercise, there's the communication with others, there's the body health, there's diet, there's the amount of liquids a person takes in. It's like break whatever you're looking at up into components and ask yourself, if this component changed, would it change the result? Or if that component changed, would that change the result if they had more liquids, or if they had more nutrition, or if they had some Chinese herbs or into their diet, or if they brushed their teeth? Or it's like, what are all of the components that make up the final final thing. That is one of the ways we look at a situation and we see what are the missing factors that would indeed change the final result. Are there paint fumes in the air? You eliminated the paint fumes, would the person be able to breathe better? Would he be able to focus better, cognize better? Would he be able to walk around better? This is the kind of a rough example of what could be done to change a component of this that may create a miracle. For instance, does he have the belief that he has to get over this disease before he can get better? And he's putting the disease there all the time, and he then is trying to get over it. But if he could just not put it there, then that would eliminate one of the steps towards healing. Some of this is a little hard to get across to somebody you're trying to work with. Like, if you're trying to make a painting and you don't have all of your tools for making the painting, then it's not going to turn out to be as good a painting. That would be another gross example. But that's one of the things we do. It's like we analyze all the components and see, we spin the components so that, the temperature might be one. If we spin the temperature and we view it from cold to hot, it's like gradiently. Where does it end up? It would be the best temperature for the final result. Like the ice cream will melt at 100 degrees, but if it's at 30 degrees, it will stay pretty good. It's like, what are all the components that you can think of? Well, that is one of the big things we look at. Another one is stuck belief systems. Like, and that's usually expressed in the way the person orients toward the world. Like maybe they're not wanting to speak up, and that follows through with everything. They don't want to speak up because, like, when they were kids, they spoke up and they got told, you know, kids are not heard. They can be seen, but they aren't heard. And so then that becomes a part of their component of how they act. And so they tend to be reticent about talking. There are these miasms that the person might develop, and then be reticent to not even know that they could go beyond that. It's like when a person is told over and over that things are a certain way, or they discover it by their behavior, and then they enter an area where they aren't that way, the people aren't that way, it's like, but then they keep acting as if it were that way because that's how they were brought up and that's how they experienced things. So there's all kinds of situations like that, that when you observe yourself, you can begin to get a little inkling that that's how you're acting, which you may have thought that it's just the way they act. So you might not realize that this is an area. But this is an area where grace works to come in and to get unstuck. The belief systems that are so tightly held that they're holding matter in place and the matter can't even move. Another thing is everything is in motion. So if you're trying to stop something, it's going to hinder your final result because everything should be in motion. That's part of creation, to have everything in motion. So those are some things.
Okay. Next. I asked John Taborowski's question. And we're almost out of time, but let me ask this question for myself. I have had, and many people around this work have had the experience of feeling and even seeing Elohim energy when I do a public talk and sometimes on the telephone. When that occurs, is that happening as a result of grace?
No, it is happening. It could happen as a result of grace, but it is happening as a result of contact of the Elohim with you. Because if you notice that sometimes when camera pictures are taken of you when you are doing the invocation, it reveals a pink color. So you yourself are a perceptor. You perceive that pink energy, and it comes across as energy to you. It's very definitely energy. The result of the change in spin of the molecules within your space. It's change in the spin that you are experiencing a calmness, a lightness, more of a perception, a clearness. That's your answer.
Okay. And last question. Let me just make sure no one else has any questions. Mm-hmm. I'll ask this question again for myself. When one person does a healing on another person, some people do those things in person. And we know they send energy to the person. Some people...
We look at it like there's a couple ways. Like one of the ways would be to send an electron flow to the other person that can help to activate his chi. That is one prime way.
And hello? Other times, yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah.
Other times, there are beings that are on the other side that are working through a person and actually, I believe, moving in the person's body and manipulating things from their spirit body in the person's physical body. Is that accurate?
Could you say that one more time?
Yes. When somebody that's doing a healing on another person might have what we're referring to as a team, and their team can actually move into the person's body and adjust things from their spirit being.
Yes, that is possible. And some of these teams are more accurate than others. And one of the ways that the teams tend to get a wrong prediction or wrong result that they don't land is because they forget the will of the person and that the person is the creator of their life. They may react that they want so much for the person to heal, that they put forth the idea that the person is going to heal and spread it all around, but yet they can't supersede the person's own will.
Mm-hmm. and that's true for both kinds of healings. Somebody that moves energy into the person's body, and somebody that has a healer on the other side that moves into the body.
That is correct.
Neither of those can supersede the person's own will or their own blockages.
That is correct. That is senior.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that is it for tonight. I thank you so much for being here with us and helping with these answers. I thank Terry. I thank everybody who is on the line holding the space. And we're going to go to Whole Planet Healing in just a moment. 712-770-4340, pin 250-513. And on that note,
we love you, Wynn.
Unmute everybody. Oh, they're unmuted, it looks like, right?
We love you, Wynn. Thank you, my friend. Just wanted to say hi. Big hugs, big hugs.
I'm on the wrong.
We love you, buddy.